It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This Memorial Day weekend, folks in Boone County will get together to decorate cemeteries just as they have for 100 years.
And one of the things as we look around and see the various names in this cemetery, it's the Workman Cemetery. We see some Workman stones there, and Webb and Bell, Purdue, and others that are here buried in this particular cemetery. And we're so thankful for the lives that they lived.
We'll have that story coming up. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. There's a strong historical connection between Appalachia and Wales. Many of our ancestors migrated from Wales to Appalachia. Both regions once heavily depended on the coal industry, and both have a strong mountain culture, a culture that includes music, art, and storytelling. Well, this month at the Monongalia Arts Center in Morgantown, you can see an expansive art exhibit dedicated to the Welsh-Appalachian connection. Our Folklife reporter, Caitlin Tan, has more.
3,586 miles away from West Virginia, across the Atlantic Ocean, you will find Wales, which is part of the United Kingdom. The western side of Wales is lined by two channels from the Celtic Sea, and inland is quite mountainous. Within those mountain towns, you will find similar folk culture to Appalachia.
The nature of the people and the landscape is very similar. Plus, many people from West Wales came over here as well. So we've got these really strong connections.
That's Peter Stevenson. He's a Welsh artist, writer, and storyteller. But he also has family who immigrated to West Virginia in the 1960s. So Peter has spent time in the region listening to Appalachian folk tales, and he's found many similarities to Welsh folklore. Similar characters appear, like fairies or little people, and granny women, older eccentric women who either create charm or mischief. But the stories differ slightly. Peter thinks the Welsh brought over their folklore when they immigrated to Appalachia hundreds of years ago. And the stories change slightly over time to become more Appalachian.
Within these stories, which appear to be the same, they take on something from the landscape, something from the nature of people in that landscape, and they're subtly different.
So he organized the art exhibit on display in Morgantown to further explore the connections. At the opening night of the exhibit, Peter welcomed everyone in Welsh. He's saying welcome to the Monongalia Arts Center and to the exhibit of Welsh folk art called Cures, Charms, and Curses. The exhibit is one big story that contains many little stories. It's a bit like a fairy tale book came to life at the Monongalia Arts Center, featuring Welsh and Appalachian artists. There are dolls made to look like witches with a black triangle hat. There are drawings of mermaids in the Monongahela River and a woman who turned into a swan. Lots of bright colors and characters that make one's imagination run wild. Peter is a professional storyteller, so when he tells a story, one feels spellbound. He tells the crowd a folk story using a storytelling device that may be familiar to Appalachians.
I'm sure some of you know what this is. Anybody? Frankie, yeah.
A cranky is like a picture book, except with drawings all on one long scroll. It's contained within a frame with two handles that move the scroll. Typically, it's accompanied by a story. The story Peter tells is about an old granny woman who lived on the west coast of Wales. She often would gaze out her window toward America.
Her name was Betty Crooker. Crook-backed Betty. She walked with a limp and a crooked back. Now, old Betty was what we in West Wales would call a gwyddanus.
Or in English, an old granny witch.
Thousand wrinkles round the eyes, a single yellow tooth wobbling unnervingly in the breeze from her breath, and a single grey hair in the middle of her chin.
Peter turns the cranky as he speaks. The pictures are drawn in a heavy black ink, and Betty looks like a kind but mischievous old woman out of a children's book. Peter explains that Betty could make love potions. She would make them for all the town folk, but sometimes she mixed them up. And in Peter's story, much to the town's dismay, Betty accidentally made a farm woman and a man of nobility fall in love. But they ended up living happily ever after and having dozens of babies. Peter turns to the final image on the cranky, and it's Betty with a sly smirk pointing to her love potion bottle and a trail of red hearts.
Oh, Betty is still there. She's still there in her little cottage. She's got even more wrinkles around the eyes. The solitary yellow tooth fell out years ago, but her little grey hair is still there. And she twirls it, and she looks out across the water to America, and she's thinking to herself, maybe my love potions would work in West Virginia.
The first floor of the exhibit features the Welsh artists and their interpretation of folk tales, but the second floor is dedicated to West Virginian artists. Like Eddie Spaghetti, he's based in Morgantown and works in many art mediums, including crankies. One of Eddie's crankies on display is titled Light in the Darkness. It's accompanied by a poem that Eddie wrote in tiny print underneath the drawings.
I put a magnifying glass onto it, but that magnifying glass is a real attention getter, you know? You can't help but to look at stuff.
Another of the West Virginian artists featured is the accomplished sculptor Jamie Lester. Some of his well-known work includes the Don Knotts and Jerry West statues in Morgantown. Jamie's piece on display in the Wales Appalachia Gallery reflects man's connection to coal, something that is a big part of Appalachian and Welsh history. It's a sculpture of a man's body merged with a coal operation, and the coal tipple is connected to his head and shoulder.
He's being like fed coal. He is coal. His coal is in his blood. He's being sort of force-fed coal, and his arms are tied behind his back. And one of the hands is gripping the structure of the tipple and breaking it apart. So you get the feeling that he is tormented, but there's a possibility of him breaking away from his tormentor.
This sculpture and all the many other pieces from Appalachia and Wales are on display at the Monongalia Arts Center in Morgantown. The exhibit will be up through the end of this month, when it will travel to Wales for display. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan in Morgantown.
To see photos of the exhibit and to watch the video of Peter Stevenson's full folk story, go to wvpublic.org. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:51. WV511 is reporting a vehicle accident in Kanawha County on eastbound I-64, mile marker 58 in Charleston. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the 70s and 80s, partly cloudy tonight. Chance of rain and thunderstorms with lows in the 50s and 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, still a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms with highs in the 70s and 80s. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the Walls Foundation, fighting for employment for all and a green jobs agenda. More information at walswheeling.com. A Memorial Day tradition in the community of Manila, West Virginia, stretches back 100 years. It's called Decoration Day. Instead of just honoring military servicemen and women, the folks in Boone County honor all their ancestors. Laura Olston reports.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art.
Every Sunday prior to Memorial Day, people have been gathering at cemeteries in Boone County, West Virginia, to pay tribute to their departed loved ones with Decoration Day ceremonies. State Treasurer John Perdue, who grew up in the community of Manila, West Virginia, reminded those who gathered at the Workman's Cemetery last year that 2019 would be special.
Okay, this is the 99th year up on the hill here, and next year is the 100th year. And we hope to have a special decoration to celebrate the 100th year of decoration here.
As with every Decoration Day, the service includes singing, praying, scripture reading, and a short sermon.
And then you shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan, and these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And one of the things, as we look around and see the various names in this cemetery, it's the Workman Cemetery. We see some workman stones there. Also, Lucas and Webb and Bell, Purdue, and others that are here buried in this particular cemetery. And we're so thankful for the lives that they lived.
Decoration Day began in this part of Boone County in 1919 with Roy Hager conducting services at numerous cemeteries on the Trace Fork of Big Creek. Ralph Hill of Parkersburg is currently the oldest person who climbs these hills every year.
When I was a little fella, we went to 12 different cemeteries. Roy Hager was a preacher, and he was really good at it. And here at the Workman Cemetery, there was always a big crowd, probably at least 50 people. And the nice thing about that was many people here never heard the Word of God, only right here. When Roy finished doing it, actually Jim come along earlier and was with Roy at that time. But he's been here, this makes him 41 years that he's been doing it. He does a wonderful job.
Dr. Jim Elson of Beckley apprenticed under Hager in 1977. Invited to attend by John Perdue's uncle and aunt, Charlie and Marie Perdue, Austin has been conducting the Decoration Day services since 1978.
As Ralph said, I've been doing this for 41 years. The first year was with Roy Hager. He actually did the preaching. I did the prayer and maybe a scripture reading. I don't remember exactly what I did. It was at Charlie and Marie's insistence that I come to one of these because Roy was getting old and he was going to retire soon. That year he did. That was his last year. He had been doing it for 58 years. Roy was 85 years old, or almost 85 years old when he gave it up. He'd lived 10 more years after that. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it till I'm 85, but we'll see.
Over the years, the number of cemeteries has diminished from 12 to 2, the Workman Cemetery and the Hill Cemetery. Decoration Day brings back positive memories to those with Boone County roots, as Danny Stallings of Charleston, Ronnie Hainer of Chapmanville, Alice McClure of Madison, and John Perdue reminisce.
From the time I was old enough to walk, we came on this hill for Decoration Sunday, and I didn't even know it was Memorial Day till I was in almost high school. It was Decoration Day. That's all we knew about. It's a tradition that's been here a long, long time, and I'd like to see it continue.
And I guess I've been coming up here for 72 years, I guess. I don't think I've missed a year, but it's just a tradition, an old tradition that we continue to carry on.
And there was one thing we did that probably a lot of people now don't even know what it is. We made flowers out of crepe paper, and we made them for weeks. You didn't go buy flowers. You made the flowers yourself. Plus, at that particular time, at this time of the year, you had all kinds of flowers in bloom. We went out in the yard and we picked every flower that was blooming to take on Decoration Day, and it was called Decoration Day. We had some good times. Had some good meals, good times, and a lot of good people.
You know, this is a special memory. Every decoration since I was a little boy, as long as I can remember, I've been coming back on this hill for Decoration Day. Makes you think about all those good times that you shared together. The most important, though, is it makes us realize how important it is to be a Christian, how important it is to be prepared to go home. This is one day reminds you of that every time you come back. Are you really prepared to go home? And I think that's very important for all of us to be able to answer. And I think that's the meaning of Decoration Day. It's not only to honor our loved ones who's passed before us, but to make sure that we have our own lives in order.
Although attendance has fluctuated over the years and there appears to be a lack of interest from younger generations, Ralph Hill is positive that Decoration Day will continue.
You know, there's been times that people said, well, we maybe should discontinue this, but as long as I live, I plan on having it.
Decoration Day will start at the Workman Cemetery at the head of Dog Fork in Manila, West Virginia at 2 p.m. on May 26. In Boone County, I'm Laura Austin.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.